This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A day after the funeral of Tyre Nichols, President Biden this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington delivering a message of unity.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? My message to all of you and to the nation is we go forward. We go forward together.
President Biden this morning. The president's meeting today with members of the Congressional Black Caucus to try to see if they can get police reform legislation moving again after Nichols died following a beating by police in Memphis. The South will get some relief today from that fierce ice, sleet, and snowstorm that turned deadly and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of people. The AP's Jennifer King.
Hundreds of flights were preemptively canceled Thursday after a moisture-laden storm crossed the South. Snow, sleet, and sheets of ice lingered, and treacherous driving conditions resulted in at least 8 deaths on slick roads, including one in Arkansas and 7 in Texas. Residents hurried to move their cars as ice-coated branches cracked and fell. Nearly 400,000 people were without power early Thursday, many of those in Austin, as trees heavy with ice buckled onto power lines. I'm Jennifer King.
The Weather Service says the ice storm is ending today, but Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. A New York man has pleaded guilty to making threatening phone calls to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Joseph Morelli faces up to 5 years in prison when he is sentenced on June the 1st. A new federal report on guns and crime finds that firearms bought legally are more quickly being used in crimes around the country. The report is from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It also documents a spike in the use of conversion devices that make a semi-automatic gun fire like a machine gun. This is AP News. And now, some good news. The AP's Donna Warder has it.
A 5-year-old boy who was attacked by a mountain lion in Northern California is home from the hospital. The boy's aunt, Amy Wagner, tells KGO the attack happened Tuesday while her nephew was hiking with his family on a trail in San Mateo County.
Jack, being the little ball of energy that he is, got a little bit ahead of his mom and grandparents and must have frightened the mountain lion. Fortunately, it was a juvenile.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says the child's mom lunged at the cat and it let the boy go. The boy's aunt says he has cuts and bruises all over his body. He was released from a hospital a day after the attack. I'm Donna Warder.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee has COVID again. Very mild symptoms, says his office. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.